It's kind of warm back here, back in the ark, so I had to take my coat off, you know, because we really built this very well. A lot of work. I know every one of these boards very intimately. Every little crooked line, you know, you plane by hand and you build and you put it all together. I just wanted to share some thoughts with you today. Whew, warm in here. Look, getting a little cold out there. We'll talk more about that later. It's good to keep notes, you know, when you're kind of reminiscing, going back over time. It's easy to lose track of all the things that have occurred and the thoughts that you've had. So I just made a few notes to share with you today. Now, I've had an interesting life, to say the least. Upper middle-aged, you know, 601 years old now. Still got a lot of life to go. Most of my friends live 950 years. And it's a whole new world, though, now. A lot has changed. An awful lot has changed. And there's a lot more to change coming up, but we'll talk about those changes as we go along this morning. I'm just hoping to share some thoughts with you about the last small section of my life, the last 100 years. It was about 100 years ago that things really started changing big time. Not just for me and my family, but for the whole world. And I found that change is very challenging. It's hard to adjust to. Sometimes very uncomfortable, very worrisome. Other times very exciting. And sometimes even a relief to old problems. But God came to me one day about 100 years ago and shared his thoughts with me about how he felt about the wickedness of mankind. And that they only thought about things and did things that were evil continually. And I knew this, of course, from my own observations. I'd seen this myself. And it was really amazing. I was very thankful that I was able to have this kind of, and have had this kind of relationship with God, that he would share with me the things that he was thinking about and the things that he was planning on doing. But he explained to me something that was very unexpected, that he was planning on destroying the whole earth. And that was a real shock. Made me very fearful. Filled me with grief, too, because so many people that I've known throughout my long life, even though there's a couple of billion people in the world, I've been around a long time, knew a lot of people. And I was concerned for those people. And I talked to them because, you know, started doing some crazy things. Some things that had never been done before. As God shared with me that I had found grace and favor in his sight, and that he planned on saving me and my wife and my sons and their wives. And the means that he was going to save us by was building an ark. What's an ark? I didn't know what an ark was, but God explained it to me. Told me to build this amazing structure, in which we're only in one little room. Ark, you know, 75 feet wide, 45 feet tall, We're just in one room, you know, there's two more rooms above us. And 450 feet long. Whew. It took us a long time to build it. Shape all those boards by hand, join them all together, you know, dowels and pins and all sorts of things. Just amazing project. And people, they looked at us like we were totally crazy. Totally crazy. Building this thing that nobody had ever seen. Nope. You know, the world was so easy to live in. It was, you know, pretty much the same temperature and climate all the time. And people didn't have anything in the way of complex structures. Here's this big old structure being built out on the middle of nowhere in dry land. And God told me that he was going to bring a flood on the earth. Something, another change, something new. What's a flood? You know, the mist just came up from the ground. Everything was really moist. Everything was really green. Food was around, easily available, abundant. You just ate, you know, whatever was around you. It was easy to come by. So we build this ark, and we spend all of our time and energy doing it. And we gather food. Nobody ever gathered food before, because all the food was there, just at hand. But we had to gather up food to feed us and all the animals for over a year. And in fact, we gathered so much food for all the animals and for us, there's food left over. Because the food now has to last us until the first harvest. It's going to be quite a while. So we're still living off of the food that we gathered up over a year ago. And the animals, of course, ate all the same things that we did. You know, all the green plants and everything. That's all the animals ate. And instead of just eating fresh food, now we had to think about how we're going to dry it and store it and, you know, make it last for the long voyage. And God told me something else, big change coming, that he was going to limit man's lifetime to 120 years. That was a big shocker. You know, I'm already 601. And most, like I said, most of my friends live 900, 950 years. And now man's only going to live 120 years. Yeah, so these things are difficult to adjust to. So God said that I have to make rooms, little nests, in throughout the ark for all of the animals to come in. And the animals, of course, you know, we just live with the animals and they're like friends. You know, just really no fear and we all get along and everything. And so we bring these young animals into the ark and they come, you know, when it's time to, when it became time to get ready to go. The animals just started showing up. And the clean animals, they came in groups of seven of each kind of animal. So God had told us how to build it and that we had to seal it inside and outside with pitch. And most of that pitch is all rubbed off now. You know, you can just still see where the seams are. But it was really dark inside the ark when it was new, when we first, you know, got through building it. But the way we made it, there was windows up on top. And There was enough daylight that came in to where we could kind of see our way around. But it was pretty dark inside there. Because the biggest concern, of course, we didn't want water coming in. And so while we were building the ark, though, we talked to everybody. We talked to all of our extended family, all my brothers and sisters and, you know, cousins and everybody that we knew, everybody that we came in contact with. We talked to them about what God had told me. And, you know, they didn't believe it. They didn't believe anything about what we told them about. You know, in fact, they didn't even believe that God had talked to me. It's kind of interesting. People had stopped talking to God for so long that he'd stopped talking to them. My family, we just had always talked to God. You know, so God had always talked to us, told us about what was going on. Never thought it was any different. But most people, not only did they not talk to God, a lot of people, in fact, most people didn't even believe that he existed anymore. They thought that those stories about Adam and Eve and, you know, how the world was created, they thought it was just that, just stories. So when I talked to them about building the ark, in having a way of being saved from death, and that there was going to be a flood, all these strange things, they just didn't believe it. So, you know, I was just this crazy guy that spent a lot of time cutting trees, stacking them up and drying them and shaping them into boards and making all the different parts so they'd fit together. Gathering food and materials and figuring out where to put all the different animals in different parts of the ark. This went on for almost 100 years. And our three sons, Mrs. Noah and I's three sons, a lot of you young guys are going to get to know Mrs. Noah next week. her name's Sandy, by the way. She's going to work with and remind all the young kids about all the things that we went through. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But anyway, right now, as for me and my house, we believed the Lord, though. We believed that what he said, this new thing, all these changes that were going to happen, were really going to happen. Yet, you know, it took a little bit of faith because it was so different. So much change was going to take place. So the day finally came, and God says, it's time to get in the ark. And 7 days before it started raining, all the animals had gotten in, all the people that did come, and you know, one of our sons and daughter-in-law, they hesitated. Weren't too sure they were going to get in. But they did. Thank God. So we all got in the ark. And God shut the door. And I was thankful for that. Because if it had been left up to me, I don't know if I'd have known when was the right time to shut the door. And also wouldn't have known if I'd maybe opened the door again. You know, when things started happening, and if people, what happened was, is people come and started knocking on the side of the ark. But I didn't shut the door. God did. And when he shut it, it stayed shut. There's two sides to that, you know. Not only did it stay shut, because nobody else came in then. But I didn't have to worry about it leaking. If I'd have shut the door, I would have been concerned about it leaking, right? But it didn't leak. The ark worked. It worked perfectly. So we stayed in the ark, and it rained. Now that's something new, too. Change, right? It's nothing but change. Rain, you don't know rain. It came down so hard and so loud, and it kept doing it for 40 days and 40 nights. Whoa! And the earth shook and trembled. The earth broke up. That ark was moving around. But God had told me how to make it good enough, so it stayed together. It hung tight. But it was scary inside that ark a little bit, yeah. But we had faith that God was going to take care of us. And sure enough, after a while, that ark started floating. And after it started floating on the water, it wasn't so bad. Because God had taught me how to build it so that it rode pretty well in those waves. No problem. But God's judgments came upon the earth. And that was pretty stressful to think about. But that's the way it went. Well, we ended up staying in that ark for a long time. And it was months floating around. And then finally, it came and rested on this mountain that it's sitting on now, Mount Ararat. And now it's been over 7 months since the ark came to rest on the mountain. And you know, sitting there in the ark on the mountain and feeling the earth moving again and kind of living mostly in the dark, although we had the windows, but still a lot of places inside that ark was pretty dark. And the animals, they slept most of the time. Most of the whole year that they were in the ark, they were just kind of sleeping. And now we've let the animals out. And God told me how to build an altar. And we sacrificed to the clean animals. Everybody's left now. The animals have all gone down the hill. The ones that were left. And I'm just kind of back in here reminiscing, just thinking about all the things that have happened. You know, before the flood, there were just little hills. But now, when I look, I've been outside, of course, and looked around, and all the waters have gone down, we're up on a big, big mountain. I can't even hardly see the bottom. We're so high up on this mountain. Things have really changed. In fact, we've got to leave the ark now because it's cold outside. It's warm in here. That's why I took my coat off. But it's cold outside. It's different. It's totally different. The earth looks different. And now it's cold instead of just being warm and the same temperature all the time. And so we've got to leave the ark. We can't live here anymore because it's water has turned solid, and it's on all over the outside of the ark. And it does, when the sun comes out in the day, it doesn't melt. It stays solid, and it's just too cold. We got to leave. So we're going down. We're going down the hill. So many new things. You know, and one of the new things, God says that like he gave me plants and all mankind, that the green herbs and the newfangled things. Gee. What a terrible interruption. like he'd given us herbs to eat, you know, and the fruit with the seed inside of it and all that. Now he said those animals have been delivered into our hands for food to eat. Now we eat, we're supposed to eat the animals as well as the plants and herbs and everything. And the animals too. They've been changed. So they're going to be afraid of us. Guess what? That's a two-edged sword too. Now we're going to be afraid of them. We're not just going to be like friends living together anymore. So the animals, they've taken off. And they're, you know, like God said, they're going to be fruitful and multiply. And same with us. All the people, we've got to spread out all over the world and replenish the earth. Whole new world. Whole new way of doing things. So we've been inside the ark. And this ark has been our salvation from death. For us and for all the other life that breathes air. Of course, the fish, they were having a field day cleaning up, you know, after the flood. But so even the fish, we can eat fish too. So get a whole new thought, eat or be eaten, you know. So we've got to now leave the comfort of this ark, go out and start a new world. Clean world, different world, but a whole new world. I think of myself as a friend of God, and it's a humbling thought. It's really been an amazing, amazing experience where God has explained to us everything that was going to happen, and it did happen the way he said it was going to happen. And hopefully, the world will remember into the future that God can be talked to, and if you talk to him, he'll talk back to you. But if you don't believe him and you ignore him, he'll leave room for doubt. So it's really important that we stay in contact with God. So my friends, now, I'm Brian, I'm not Noah. Just a few thoughts. If we care to be family, God makes us a part of his family. And that's a very special thing to do. A very special place to be. It's a place of refuge. It's a place of protection. It's a place of care. It's a place of provision. And it's open to anyone and everyone that has faith. But it does require faith. It was probably, Scripture doesn't tell us, it may have been 100 years from the time that God first came to Noah and gave him all the instructions. Said, this is what you're supposed to do and this is how you're supposed to do it. It took some faith, I submit to you, for him to follow through those instructions in the face of ridicule, I'm sure. I'm sure he had times when his faith got weak. I'm sure there were times when the doubt filled his mind. I am sure, by the very nature of faith and the nature of salvation, that his moods went up and down There were times when it was difficult for him to do what he had to do. Because salvation is by faith. God's grace is delivered through faith. And those principles don't change. We are living in days where we have to exercise faith. Where Jesus said unto his disciples, "The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall see it. And they shall say unto you, see here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." So we too can become heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. Because it says in Hebrews 11, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." So our Lord Jesus warns us, life will go on just as it has always been, until one day great change will take place. And an extremely small minority of people will be saved by their faith and by God's grace. Jesus, through his apostles, added to that which had been recorded by the prophets before and tells us about what's coming to pass in these latter days. And we need to pay attention. Stay in touch. Talk to God and listen carefully to what he says. So let's now remember the Lord Jesus Christ in these emblems, the man who lived by faith more than anyone else. Thank you.